Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:14. I hope you're outside on Sunday. You've may have felt a little bit of fall, maybe around 2 or 3 o'clock or something like that. Highs today of 89, 91 Wednesday, 93 Thursday, 94 on Friday, 93 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday, and then upper 80s on Monday. Maybe a chance for some showers. Tropics are quiet, so we will definitely take that. And it's time to talk about the Fortified Roof Grant Lottery. Powerball Lottery tonight rolled over. It's worth $1.3 billion. If you win that, you're probably not going to be interested in a lottery for a fortified roof, but your chances of winning that are very small. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, joins us now. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I wish we had $1.3 billion to put into the fortified roof.
Well, you know, it's interesting to hear you say that, because I was getting ready to say, whenever a government program is based on a lottery, it seems as though either it's poorly designed or it's underfunded. And in this case, I'd say it's underfunded. Accurate?
Yeah, look, you know, one of the things we've done is, and I'd mentioned before, I think it's in the lottery, in the press release, is from prior rounds, you know, people would have to go and reapply. Mm-hmm. And so I'd ask our IT folks.
Wait, what does that mean, they'd have to reapply, Tim?
So every time that we do a round, like we're starting today, you would have to come back and enter all of your information in again, you know, information that has not changed since last time. And so what we did was we've taken the if you've applied in the last two rounds, so February of this year or I think September of last year, your information is already in there. You already created an account that has, you know, all of the information that was required at the time.
And it's still early, going back to when, Tim?
To September of 24.
So 2 years back, if you're in the system for the fortified roof programs, you are already eligible for the drawing. Accurate?
That's correct. Okay. But I would encourage people, you know, they created an account with the department when they did, so you can go back and check and verify if you're not sure. But, you know, the intent was not to make people go ahead to repeat a process they had already done. And I think we're going to, you know, we'll continue to have a lot of people sign up for this. I believe we're going to have this round open for 10 days. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do the drawing on the 15th.
So you got 500 grants, right?
500 grants. And again, like we started off, I wish we had a lot more money to hand out, but every little bit helps. You know, we put these 500 grants out there. That's going to be an additional 500 roofs that are going to get fortified and help those people save money on their insurance, as well as have peace of mind knowing that their homes are going to be better protected during the next hurricane.
And you just have as much money as the legislature gives you to put into this program. But along those lines, 500 grants, how many people do you expect to apply?
You know, that's a good question. The last time we did, I think we had 500 and over 10,000 people applied. So, you know, and Tommy, one of the things last year, the legislature they were very gracious and they granted us a change in how the money that we collect from you and I as taxpayers, and more importantly, you and I as premium payers on our insurance, a portion of the tax that's collected from our homeowners insurance premium is now going to be dedicated to this program. So we're paying a tax on our insurance premium, and it's going to a program that we could actually, as individuals, benefit from. So I was appreciative of the legislature for passing that. And, you know, we're going to have that for as long as this program's needed.
So let me connect some dots here. Affordability of insurance is key if people are going to maintain their homes, right, and protect them. So
that
if that's
key.
The case, and if this grant is basically taxpayer money, a subsidy, if you will, to help people fortify their roofs, and the end goal is to reduce the insurance rate for everybody, it would seem to me that at some point they're going to have to either better fund this program or do something else, because with 10,000 people applying, is there a means test for this or not, or would that be something you would consider?
There's not a means test currently, Tommy. That is something that we could look at in the future. Now that we know that we're going to have with certainty, you know, between $27 and $30 million is what this is going to bring in, we can start to look and see trying to do things differently. But, you know, one of the things that we pointed out, we have so far, and this program's not even 2 years old. It'll be 2 years old next month. We've got over 3,700 fortified roofs through the grant program. We also have an additional 5,500 fortified roofs that people chose to put on themselves. Either they were replacing a roof or they were building a new home, but they paid for it themselves. And you can receive a tax deduction up to $10,000 if you choose to pay for it yourself. Or there's a tax credit out there, too, that has a cap on it. But there's incentives out there for people that may not want to wait for the grant program. They may have the funds to do it, or they, like I said, they may be in the process of building a new home.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fortified roof on. It lowers the cost. If you put the fortified roof on during the initial build, it's not as expensive. But also, you still get that discount, too. Everybody gets a discount with every admitted carrier in the state of Louisiana. They have filed discounts with the department. You can go to the website. You can look and see what those companies are and what those discounts are.
I don't know this for a fact, but I would think that if the Fed cuts interest rates, there is just a starting line at a marathon. There are people just waiting to buy houses. And if that's the case, is there any plan afoot to educate people as to, look, if you're building the house, now is the time to put the fortified roof on it?
You know, we talk to realtor groups consistently. My department, whether myself or one of my deputy commissioners, if I can't make it, we're constantly talking to realtor groups. We've been working with the Building Code Council with those folks to help push that out. We've had a program for roofers and contractors that we host at the department to make them aware of this program. So we're pushing that message out is on every platform that we have access to.
All right, Tim, let's take a break for traffic. We'll pick it up. We come back. Y'all got any questions or comments for Tim Temple, Insurance Commissioner, specifically about the grant lottery, roof grant lottery registration begins this morning. But if you've already registered prior or after September 2024, you're still in there. But as he said, you might want to, I guess, check. We'll pick it up when we come back. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back with our friend Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. If I may, Tim, to the text line we go. Oakland Jeweler talking text line, 504-260-1870. What are the qualifications for getting a grant for a fortified roof?
Yeah, first and foremost, it has to be your primary residence. You have to have your homestead exemption on that property. You need to have in force wind policy, and if you're in a flood zone, then you have to have a flood policy in force. And then it has to pass your roof has to be able to withstand the fortification process. So an inspector will come out and they'll look at it and they'll determine if your roof can be fortified or not. And I'll tell you from the 3,700 homes that we put on, I mean it's the and I'd say it's probably 99% of the homes that they look at are able to you know, the roof can be fortified. And those are
now, when you say that, Tim, you're talking about putting a new roof on a home. You're talking about the structure of the home being able to be fortified, not the actual roof itself. Tell me, clear that up for me.
Yeah, that's well. And look, I'm not a contractor, right? But not a roofer. But it means that the roof, the decking, all of that. I mean, what they do is they take the shingles off. And they replace them with a different type of shingle, a shingle that's rated for higher wind speeds. They use a different type of nail and nailing pattern and a waterproof barrier. There's a lot of, you know, that's what makes the roof fortified. And so it can't just be any roof,
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's why you have to have an inspector come out and ensure that the roof can be fortified. And look, there's a lot of information on the website that can go into a lot more detail on that. And look, anytime anyone has a question, they can always call the Department of Insurance as they go through this process or before they start the process. And we've got a team that's what they focus on is this roofing program. And we've got they can help you kind of go through the process and answer any questions.
So to be clear, it opens at 8 o'clock, but it's not like last time where first in wins. All they do is collect your names, and then they have, I guess, a drawing or selection process. When does it happen?
Correct. It's an electronic drawing, and that will happen September 15th. So it's open from 8 a.m. this morning until 5 p.m. on the 12th, Friday the 12th, and then the following Monday is when they will do the drawing and then let the 500 folks know that got the grant that they are eligible to get the fortified roof.
Text comes in and says, does the fortified roof cover the total cost or a portion? It depends on a roof, I guess, right?
The program grants up to $10,000 towards a fortified roof. And if it exceeds that amount, then you're responsible for that. Most of them are coming in below that $10,000, but we have partnered, for example, in Jefferson Parish, we've partnered with the Jefferson Parish government. They had set some funds aside for fortified roofs, and so what we're doing is working with them to bridge. So if you were a grantee and you go through the Jefferson Parish program too, then let's say it costs $12,000 to fortify your roof. The state program would pay the first 10, and then Jefferson, that program could pay the next 12. And I don't know exactly the particulars on the Jefferson, but what we're trying to do there is try and make the dollars go as far as possible.
I know you're not a contractor, you're not an accountant, but when it comes to the grant, is it taxable or not?
It's taxable, and you get the Department of Revenue will issue you a document that you've received the fortified roof. So that is part of it. And again, all that information is on the website.
And is there any way to characterize, like, if you're within 5 years of a new roof or how old your current roof is, that you should apply for this?
You know, I think it's up to each individual to determine. And I think it's best by going and looking at those discounts that I mentioned earlier. If you're with a particular company, go to the website, look at their discounts, or call your agent and ask them what fortified roof discount is there. And you can determine if it's something that you want to do sooner or wait a few years when you need to replace your roof.
Give me the website, please.
Yeah, it's LDI LDI.LA.gov. LDI.LA.gov.
Thank you, Tim. And it's open until when, the registration?
It's open until September 12th, 5 p.m.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. I'm giving you the weekend already. It's Tuesday. Thank you. We come back, we'll talk to Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. I wasn't here yesterday, so we put off Financial Insights You Can Count On. We'll have it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.